Number 9, 15 to 21st of April. A London Promigrant. Bird's Eye View. Roman numeral 1. In the Bible, pomegranate signifies fullness of life, the abundance and beauty of life, and expressions of the riches of life. Deuteronomy 8:8. A land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig trees and pomegranates. A. Every pomegranate, with its seed, gives the impressions of the fullness of life and of the abundance and beauty of life. B. If we experience and enjoy Christ as wheat, barley, and the vine, and the fig tree, the abundance of life of Christ will be with us, and the beauty of Christ will be about us. This is the experience of Christ as a pomegranate. C. If we grow in life to maturity, we will become pomegranate. Colossians 2:19. And not holding the head, out from whom all the body grows with the growth of God. 1:29. Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. 28. Whom we announce, admonishing every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man full grown in Christ. 1. The more we are willing to be ruled and restricted by the Lord Jesus out of our love for Him, the more we will grow in life. 2. If we see the vision of the all-inclusiveness and extensiveness of Christ, we will concentrate our whole being on this Christ, and He will fill and saturate us. Small a. Our being will be occupied with the vast, insatiably rich, extensive Christ. Small b. To us to live will be the Christ who takes possession of us and fills and occupies us with Himself. Ephesians 3:17. That Christ may make His home in your hearts through faith, that you have been rooted and grounded in love. 18. May be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are. 19. That you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. 3. To be full grown in Christ, to be filled, saturated, and permeated with Christ. Small a. This is to have every part of our being occupied with Christ. Small b. This is the growth in life and the maturity in life, the issue of experiencing the Christ revealed in Colossians. Roman numeral 2. Pomegranates and golden bells were on the bottom part of the high priest's robe, which signifies the church. Exodus 28:33. And you should make on its hem pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet strands, all around its hem, and bells of gold between them, all around. 34. A golden bell and pomegranate on the hem of the robe all around. A. The church should be full of life in her maturity. This is the significance of pomegranates made of linen. B. The church has humanity of the expression of the fullness of life, and also divinity of the sounding of the golden bells. 1. The fullness of life is expressed in the church's humanity, but the voice of warning is expressed in the church's divinity, the golden bells. 2. We first have the expressions of the fullness of life, and then the sounding of the golden bells, that is speaking from the divinity in the church. 3. The beauty of life expressed in our humanity and the divine sounding from the golden bells are a sign of proper church life. Roman numeral 3. The 200 pomegranates surrounding the capitals, atop of the pillars in the temple, signifies the expression and riches of life. Jeremiah 52:23. And there were 96 pomegranates toward the open air. All the pomegranates were networked 100 all around. John 7:38. He who believes into me, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. A. Those who judge themselves bronze and regard themselves as nothing will be able to bear responsibility in the full midst of an intermixed and complex situation. Nets of checkered works and racks of chain work, because they live not by themselves, but by faith in God. They did work. Thus they express the riches of life to 100-fold pomegranates. B. Out of every 100 pomegranates, 96 were exposed to the open air, and the 4 were covered. 1. The expression of the riches of life is eternally complete in the freshness of resurrection in the Spirit. 2. The fact that 4 of every 100 pomegranates were hidden indicates that our natural being, our natural life, and our self must be concealed. 3. When our natural being disappears, we have the 96 pomegranates, the rich expressions of the life of Christ in the reality of the spiritual air. Romans 4. According to the Song of Songs, pomegranates have a spiritual significance in the progressive experience of an individual believer's loving fellowship with Christ. A. Your cheeks are like a piece of pomegranate behind your veil. B. I went down to the Oak of Nuts to see the freshness of the valley, to see whether the vine had budded, whether the pomegranates were in bloom. C. Let us rise up early for the vineyards. Let us see the vine has budded. If the blossom is open, if the pomegranates are in bloom, there I will give you my love. D. I will make you drink spiced wine from the juice of my pomegranate. E. Your shoots are an orc of pomegranates with choicest fruits. 1. In Christ's enjoyment of his lover, she is an enclosed garden that grows all kinds of plants in different colors, as different expressions of the inner life in a variety of fragrances, as the rich expressions of the mature life. 2. This becomes the lover's beauty of the Lord. The love of Christ is now rich in life, producing fruits to nourish and refresh, giving forth sweet fragrances, and displaying beautiful colors for Christ's enjoyment. Romans 5. In 2 Peter 1:3-8, we have the development of the excellent virtues through the enjoyment of the divine nature. 2 Peter 1:3. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us all things which related to life and godliness, through the full knowledge of him who has called us by his own glory and virtue. 5. And for these very reasons, also adding all diligence and new virtues knowledge. 7. That in godliness, brotherly love and brotherly love. A. All things which related to life and godliness are the various aspects of the divine life typified by the riches of the produce of the good land. 1. Life is within, enables us to live, and godliness is without, as the outward expressions of the inward life. 2. Life is the inward energy, the inward strength to bring forth the outward godliness, which leads to and results in glory. B. Faith may be considered the all-inclusive seed of life, and love the fruit in its full development. C. Eventually, we will have the full development and maturity in life from the seed of faith, through the roots of virtues and knowledge, the trunk of self-control, and branches of the endurance and godliness, to the blossom and the fruit of brotherly love and love. CP 1. The fullness of life is expressed in the church humanity, and the voice of warning is expressed in the church divinity. Roman numeral 2. Pomegranates and golden belts were on the bottom part of the high priest's robe, which signifies the church. Exodus 28:33. And you shall make on its hem pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet strands all around its hem, and belts of gold between them all around. 34. A golden bell and a pomegranate. A golden bell and a pomegranate on the hem of the robe all around. A. The church should be full of life in her humanity. This is the significance of pomegranates made of linen. B. The church has humanity for the expression of fullness of life and also divinity of the sound of the golden bells. 1. The fullness of life is expressed in church humanity, where the voice of warning is expressed in church divinity, the golden bells. 2. We first have the expression of the fullness of life, and then the sounding of the golden bells. That is, speaking from the divinity of the church. 3. The beauty of life expressed in our humanity and divine sounding from the golden bells, a sign of the proper church life. I can testify that throughout the years in the church life, I have been warned a number of times by the speaking of young brothers and sisters. It seems that I hear a sound of the little golden bells warning me not to walk carelessly. When we all express the fullness of Christ as life in our humanity, there will be among us many golden bells. Then there will be God speaking, God's voice expressed through the divinity of the church. In each of us, there is a certain amount of divinity. From this element of divinity, the sound comes out in a small scale, like a ringing of the little bell. It is difficult to tell which comes first, the sounding of the bells or the expression of the fullness of life. Both are in the church as a long train of Christ. Applications to young people, college students, new ones. Testimony 1. I had not studied much in junior high school, so I wanted to study hard in high school and go to a good university. For these reasons, I asked my parents myself to send me to a well-known prep school for my first year of high school. However, no matter how much I studied, my grades on mock exam did not improve. In the summer of my third year of high school, my grades did not improve, and I was instructed to focus on the school of my choice and concentrate on my studies to make up for the lack of academic ability. I was very worried about whether I should continue to focus on the school of my choice with the highest deviations or give up on it. But inside, the Lord spoke the following little warning. You neglected your studies when you were in junior high school, as you prayed at the beginning of high school. Join with me and do your best to the end with me. With this word of warning, I turned completely to the Lord. Gradually, I was filled with a sense of life and peace. I attended and prophesied at the Lord's Day meeting, the day before the examinations, filled with joy like never before. Finally, with the Lord's blessing, I was able to get into my first choice university, which I had little chance of getting into based on my deviation score on the mock exam. Thank the Lord, I was greatly helped by the Lord's warning to me during my examinations in my church life. Testimony 2. At the beginning of my first year in training, I was able to baptize one. It was the first fruit I had ever obtained, and I felt like it was my own child. I cared for her too much, and I was worried a lot because I did not know how to shepherd her. If I didn't receive even the slightest response to my life, I could not even eat my meal because I imagined so many things that something must have happened. I was so relying on my natural ability to make content and act, thinking a lot in my head about what I could do or say that would make her willing to contact me again. When I fellowshiped with my sister about this, she told me that I needed to trust in the Lord and pray for her instead of falling into my mind. In this environment, I learned not to try to do something by my own natural strengths, but to trust completely in the Lord. Like a living flower, when I tried to feed the new ones by relying on my own natural strengths, I remembered inside the words of the sister who advised me. Thank the Lord I spoke the following words of warning. Do not rely on yourself, but come to me, contact me, enjoy me, and rely on me. I could return to the Lord. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, the church has expressed the fullness of life, humanity, and also has spoken the warning from divinity. In the church life, I can enjoy the fullness of the Lord, be controlled by the speaking from the Lord, and have a normal godly living. Let me express the fullness of life in my humanity. At the same time, it is easy for me to degrade. I need to listen to the speaking warning from divinity, the golden bells. CP2. Then our natural being disappears. We have the rich expression of the life of Christ in the reality of the spiritual air. Drama number 3. The 200 pomegranates surrounding the cabbages at the top of the pillars in the temple signify the expression of the riches of life. Jeremiah 52:23. And there were 26 pomegranates towards the open air. All the pomegranates on the network were 100 or around. John 7:38. He who believes in to me, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. A. Those who judge themselves thrones and regard themselves as nothing will be able to bear responsibility. Info in the midst of an intermixed and complicated situations. Net of checker work and work of chain work. Because they live not by themselves, but by faith in God. Let it work. Thus they express the riches of life, 200-fold pomegranates. B. Out of every 100 pomegranates, 96 were exposed to the open air, and 4 were covered. 1. The expression of the riches of life, internally complete in the freshness of the resurrection, in the spirit. 2. The fact that the 4 of every 100 pomegranates were hidden indicates that our natural being, our natural life, and our self must be concealed. 3. When our natural being disappears, we have the 96 pomegranates, the rich expression of life of Christ and the reality of the spiritual air. Our expression of the riches of life is not only internal, not in the freshness of resurrection, but is absolutely in the atmosphere of the Spirit. Whenever we enter into the situations filled with death, we sense sickness. But when you're in the situations filled with the expression of the riches of life, we find ourselves in a spiritual atmosphere and sense that refreshing air is present. This is what it means for 96 pomegranates to be towards the air. That 4 of every 100 pomegranates were hidden indicates that while our expression of the riches of life is eternal, in resurrection, in the spirit, our natural being, signified by the number 4, must be covered. Our natural life, our natural being, our self, and our ego must be wholly concealed. When the riches of Christ are expressed, others can see the internal expression of the riches of life in resurrection and the atmosphere of the spirit. But it's difficult to say where our natural man is, how meaningful it is to see that our ego is covered. Whenever I appears, the big number 4 will be there, but 96 will be gone. Instead of air, there would just be the natural life, the old man and the ego. But whenever the number 4 disappears, we should have 96 pomegranates, the rich expression of life of Christ in the open air. Applications to business person, graduate students. Testimony. I started translating for the Taiwanese co-workers at a national conference when I was 32 years old. I was confident in my physical strengths and concentrations, so rely on my physical strengths and concentration to translate. But after the conference, I was exhausted and weak as a sick man. After some times of this, the Lord had mercy on me and spoke to me as follows. You must not rely on your own physical strength and concentration. I am your true physical strength, concentration, and understanding. I open to the Lord and pray according to these revelations. As soon as I did so, I was able to concentrate on translating without being nervous in the Lord. I no longer feel worn out after the meetings. At the age of 33, I moved to the world's largest consumer goods company. At this company, all newly graduate employees were graduated from Kyoto University, Osaka University, and other prestigious universities. They are much better than me in English and scientific knowledge. At this time, I honestly acknowledge that the fact that I pray as follows. Lord Jesus, they are much better than I am. Moreover, the work lay at night. With my limited abilities, I am not able to work much overtime since I have meetings and visits in the church life. Under normal circumstances, I would certainly fail in these situations. But still, I want to come to you and touch you, and be joined to you and trust you. Even if I was struck down by feelings of inferiority, I learned to trust in the Lord. Then the Lord showed me the following. There is a feeling of inferiority and high pride in yourself, but you must come out yourself by faith and enjoy the excellent inheritance in me. I gradually became free from my inferiority complex by enjoying the law. At the same time, I have come to respect others for their outstanding ability. Between 1995 to 2011, I worked for a foreign company, went through 3 major changes in my career. I have found that the secret to my career changes lies in the presence of the Lord with me. Exodus 33:14. And Jehovah said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. 15. And Moses said to Jehovah, if your presence doesn't go with us, do not bring us up from here. I rejected my natural feeling and paid attention to the presence and peace of the Lord and was guided by him in changing jobs. One time I clearly lost my peace after deciding not to change the jobs. So I changed my mind and decided to change jobs. I did not really understand why I had to change jobs, but I followed the Lord's leading inside and changed jobs. And I experienced the presence and blessing of the Lord. Each of 3 times I changed jobs, I was able to make significant progress in my position in the company, from general employee to manager to director into vice president. After the East Japan earthquake of March 11, 2011, we began to proclaim and follow me in the gospel preaching. I am nothing but sin. Apart from you, I can do nothing. But I can do all things in you who empowers me. In this way, since my inferiority complex and my pride in myself became a little more concealed, the rich expression of light also gradually but clearly appeared in the company. I then went on to have many subsidiaries with the highest academic credentials, including a PhD from the University of Tokyo, a master's degree from Kyoto University. I tried to maximize their abilities as much as possible. I think I managed them well, and I was able to improve the performance. As a result, I have gained their trust and respect as well. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, the rich expression of life cannot appear unless inferiority and pride in myself are hidden little by little. When my natural being disappears, I have the rich expression of the life of Christ and the reality of the spiritual heir, and confess every day, I am nothing but sin. Apart from you, I can do nothing. But I can do all things in you who empowers me.